Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio that you control. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about whatever is important to you. It's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian. And we're having issues with the video stream, so we're trying to sort that out real quick. We actually don't really know what it's doing or what it's attempting to do. But it's being weird. Anyway, sad news to report today. It's not really sad because we all saw it coming and we knew it was coming. Michael Hampton, of course, died. He apparently died Friday, and we're just now learning about his day because, you know, he did move to, I think, Manchester, where he sort of lost touch with the King community here. And he did pass away, and that sucks. People have got me in the habit of saying pass away, and I hate that. I hate euphemisms. He didn't pass away. He died.
Yep.
These euphemisms like little white lies, I just don't care for them. I'd rather be honest.
I don't mind that. I don't mind pass away. It has a religious tone to it where you're not really dying. You're kind of going to the next level. You pass to the next level, duh. But I mean,
it's also known as dying, though.
Yeah, the body died.
Sure.
For sure.
Pass away just sounds kinder.
I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. It doesn't bother me.
See, I still prefer to just say died, though. I mean, it sucks, but we all saw it coming, so I'm not really sad about it. I mean, we knew a long time ago that this was going to be the end.
He was in his 50s. He was suffering from cancer.
It was surprising how quick it was, because the last I had heard from him, he was going into hospice, and they expected 6 months. And then, a week later.
Just shows what they know.
Yeah, just a week later. But anyway, in other news, evidently there's a new Project Veritas article and video. I actually have the video here, but we had video issues at the start of the show.
I just want to say, rest in peace, Michael. Like, the guy was an incredible talent.
He was.
And one of the most important people behind the scenes on Free Talk Live. I mean, you know, I would rank him as probably even more important than Mark, Mark Edge, because he kept everything running. He kept all of the servers, Free Talk Live, Freekeen, a ton of different websites, and he did he did a lot of stuff for Free Talk Live and the Shire Free Church.
I didn't know the full extent of, what he was doing for the show until you were in jail and I had to sort out a bunch of things. Luckily, he was still available then for me to talk to, but he was the back end of Free Talk Live and the web stuff and all of that. Very talented.
Talented, dedicated to freedom. I first started working with Michael prior to moving to New Hampshire. So he was,
oh, really?
Yeah, he was helping us a long, long time ago. Almost two decades worth of working together with him and I. So he will be missed sorely.
He absolutely will be. Hopefully, you'll be able to attend his funeral or whatever they're planning. I don't know yet what they're planning. But, yeah, that did happen. And, yes, rest in peace, Michael. It sucks that you had to be in Manchester instead of, here in Keene with your friends, or your friends being allowed to visit you also would have been nice, but that's the way things go sometimes. So, anyway, Project Veritas has been releasing several videos over the last several weeks where initially they were getting a presumably attractive female to go onto Tinder and try to find Pfizer and Johnson & Johnson scientists to get them to say basically stupid things.
Well, to speak their mind, I would argue that they're, in today's leak, I would say what they're saying is not stupid. It is the truth.
Well, and, let me rephrase. From the point of view of a Johnson & Johnson employee, they're saying stupid things.
Yeah, losing their jobs.
They may lose
probably
their jobs.
Right, now that's stupid. But especially when they have vowed not to talk about it, signing forms and whatnot, NDAs, and then going on a date and with some attractive girl and just spilling the beans.
At one point in the longer video, we're not going to play the whole thing. It's, you know, as usual, about a 10-minute long video. But at one point, one of the guys stops himself and says, oh, I did sign an NDA about this, and then he doesn't go on speaking, so who knows what he was about to reveal.
Yeah, but the general consent amongst these guys is they work for evil corporations.
One of them actually says that.
Yeah.
He actually straight up says that he works for an evil corporation.
And that's, well, we knew that.
Extremely, well, a lot of people don't realize that. They don't.
Well, they knew that in 2017.
As they call me a fascist. Whereas, here they are taking an unverified vaccine from a huge company that's all in bed with government, basically creating something from our taxpayer money.
Yeah, and they're known to be evil. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, at least. Moderna is a relatively new company. I'm sure they're going to prove to be evil as well. But they're all known to be evil.
But that was in the past, Aria. That's not this. This is 2021. They have fixed their evil ways. It's only about helping society get past this nonsense.
If they had the self-awareness to even say that, I would respect them more. But instead, they just completely have forgotten that, you know, in 2017, or even just last year, they were criticizing them for these vaccines because it was the Trump vaccine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
But let's go to what these people have to say about it.
The actual virus, so your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination.
So obviously there's a lot of background noise. They're out having dinner at some point. So this guy works for Pfizer saying your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination.
And he does sound like a little moronish. But he is
There's an alcoholic beverage in front of him.
Yeah, he's an actual scientist. He doesn't just work for the company.
Yeah,
he's not the janitor or something like that.
All of these guys are scientists in this video,
right,
if I recall correctly.
Experienced biochemist at Pfizer with a history of working in the pharmaceutical industry. Nick admits to our undercover journalist that those who've had COVID have stronger immunity than those who've received the Pfizer COVID vaccine.
When somebody is naturally immune, like they got COVID, they probably have better, like not better, but more antibodies against the virus.
I'm not familiar enough with it to know what that means. More antibodies means you're more likely
to fend off the COVID.
The various variants, too, right?
Correct. Yeah. Well, the jury's out on that one because, you know, eventually something will mutate into something that your antibodies aren't going to be able to defend against. But
sure, just like any other cold
but
virus.
But this year, this 12-month period, I'm going to say no. The antibodies from 6 months ago are probably doing just fine against Delta.
That certainly seems to be the case. I mean, I just went to a festival for like 40,000 people, most of whom were vaccinated, meaning they could get and spread COVID-19.
Supposedly.
Well, I have no reason to believe they didn't actually get vaccinated if they were there, because you were required to be vaccinated or just skip the entire line, which is
right.
What I did. But 40,000 people-ish, all of whom could have had COVID-19 and could have been given COVID-19, and I'm just fine. You got to figure, if the Delta variant is really as contagious as they said, someone out there probably had it.
Yeah.
And it would have spread to everyone, except I'm doing just fine.
Because what the vaccine is, like I said, that protein, so that's just on the outside. So it's just one antibody against one specific part of the virus.
What he's talking about there is that the mRNA vaccines, what they do is they program your body to create these spike proteins.
Correct.
That surround the COVID-19 virus, and your body learns to attack and destroy those spike proteins.
Correct. So just the spike proteins. So, but if you got natural immunity, you have antibodies that will defend you against the entire virus, every part of it.
Oh, that also makes sense. And you don't have blood that is programmed to create spike proteins.
Well, they say that it doesn't do it forever. It eventually will wean off, but the jury's still out on that one. It's only been, not even a year yet.
Not to mention, dude, I don't want scientists programming my blood to create things.
Nah.
Not at this point in humanity's, you know, technological development. Maybe in 30 or 40 years, I think humanity might be at that point where we can do that without you know, devastating consequences. But well, I don't think we're at that point
that's,
yet.
That is the plan behind these mRNA vaccines. They are, a lot of people think this is the future. This is the next step in basically, this is Gattaca. This is creating...
I've never seen Gattaca.
This is creating perfect human beings, being able to protect us from everything, including like addictions and whatnot. Would that be something? A vaccine that will keep you free from alcohol addiction?
Well, if it actually worked, but so far I'm not very impressed because the COVID-19 vaccine, as far as I can tell, it doesn't actually work. But what are your thoughts? Maybe we're out of line. Maybe this Pfizer scientist is wrong. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in or talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Conan, next week is Pepper Day, right?
The Pepper Challenge.
Yes.
We've been talking about this for a couple of months now. Three or four months.
Closer to six, I think. You've been growing those peppers a while, haven't you?
They are the super hot peppers are about 120-day lifespan from seed to actual fruitage. And
for those who don't know, what we're going to do is we're going to do an episode of Free Your Talk Live where we're going to do something, I don't know, carry on trying to do Free Talk Live or whatever, and we're going to eat ghost peppers and Carolina Reapers as we attempt to do this.
I have not agreed to eating anything of the sort.
I'll have both.
No, you have not, but will you? Will you do
it? I don't know.
I'll have both options available.
We'll also have milk and ice cream available.
I already hate myself.
Yeah, me too. Because the last time I ate Reapers, I said, I'm never doing that again. Because I felt them the entire next day as they worked their way through my body. Tremendously unpleasant.
You're not selling this to me at all.
But then you get to say, I ate a Carolina Reaper.
I have five different varieties of sauces fermenting in my kitchen as we speak. Just processing these bad boys. Just the little splashes of pepper juice coming up off of these Reapers getting onto my skin. Is enough. It's told me all I need to know how potent and how dangerous these are.
Is this the Reapers?
These are the, well, this is, I did, I have five different varieties, starting from jalapeno all the way up to Reapers. So I got ghost in there, I got habaneros, different, you know, different levels. But
see, one of the things I notice is that once you reach a certain level of hot, it doesn't really feel any hotter. Like the ghost pepper I ate when I was in Kentucky, I couldn't really tell that the Carolina Reapers that I ate were that much hotter.
Yeah.
Because it's just boiling hot anyway.
Well, I can attest that a ghost pepper is much, much hotter than a habanero. I know that, but I haven't gone to the next level yet. Except a little tiny little smidgen. I just took a little, and it was there. This is all you need to know about this is ghost peppers.
Ghost peppers are the hottest naturally occurring pepper in the world, for those who don't know.
Well, I don't know that they're natural. I know that they're mixed, they're hybrid, as well as Reapers, but I think the question is, if you were to just throw some Reapers out in the woods, which are, it's not a first generation hybrid, so it's an actual established pepper. The question is, if you threw some out in the woods, would they retain their Carolina Reaper attributes? Or would they, like a wolf, like Bonnie's little scraggly little dog thing here.
Jesus.
It'll eventually turn,
that was mean, dude.
It'll eventually
Look at
turn
us.
Back
awesome.
Into, it'll, if it could survive, it would eventually turn back into a wolf. Without human intervention.
Okay.
The question is, would a Reaper retain its attributes and stay a Reaper? I don't think that it would. I think it would basically evolve back into something a little weaker. Here's what you need to know about ghost peppers. So Reapers are twice the potency of a ghost.
Two to three times.
And how much more is a ghost than a habanero?
Oh, a lot more.
Yeah, a ghost is like
800 and 1.5 million, whereas the habanero is only, 50,000?
You're talking about the Scoville units?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So in the islands in India, they actually, I don't even know if they eat ghost peppers. What they do use them, they mash them up, they make a paste, and they paint them on the fences in order to keep the elephants from breaking out.
Yeah, they don't seem to eat Scotch bonnets in Jamaica, from what I can tell, because they look at us like we're crazy when we eat Scotch bonnets.
Wow.
So we were talking about there's the trick where you tether a young elephant with a chain and when it's a baby. And you basically, by the time it's a full-grown adult, you just tether it with a rope, and the elephant's just learned over time that it's never going to escape, even though it's just a rope. It doesn't know it because it learned from a very young age. Or if you're in India, you just rub ghost pepper paste all over the fences, and that's how you keep your elephants in check. So this is
it's not pleasant stuff.
This is potent
stuff. Sure.
Like I said, I already hate myself. I don't know why I even suggested this.
So they say here that the Scotch bonnet and the habanero ranks from 100,000 to 350,000 on the Scoville scale, while ghost pepper is a million plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can attest to that. It's true. It's real.
Yeah, ghost pepper is significantly hotter than the Scotch bonnets.
So if you guys,
the Reaper is more than 2 million.
If you would like to see us in pain,
because we're gonna be in pain, dude.
Next Free Your Talk Live next Tuesday after. So what? About ten o'clock.
10:30 Give it a break.
Give us time to do the archives and all of that stuff, and you know, set up with the milk and stuff like that that we're gonna want accessible. Because yeah, it hurts, dude. Having eaten 2 Carolina Reapers, it's painful, and it doesn't go away.
No,
it just hangs there
for about 10 minutes, and then
this was closer to like half an hour.
I mean the original intenseness of it, and then it starts to mellow out after about 10-ish.
I would say half an hour.
Okay, well,
but these were also dehydrated, so maybe that had an impact on how long it lingered. Either way, that's next Tuesday, so tune into that. You can watch it at video.freetalklive.com. That's probably the best place to find it. Speaking of videos, though, Project Veritas has been going around interviewing various scientists last time.
This is the fourth week in the 2 week period, and it's just nonstop whistleblowers from these organizations coming out and speaking.
Well, they're not whistleblowers.
They've only had one whistleblower so far, and that was in the first video where it was a nurse from the Department of Health and Human Services.
Right.
She came out, and then she wore the undercover camera into a hospital to get other nurses saying the truth about these vaccines and about the VAERS system, why they don't use it. Very interesting video. I would say this is also very interesting, but none of these guys are purposely coming out. They're all caught on a date with someone who works for Project Veritas with hidden cameras.
Yeah.
You're going to start producing antibodies against like multiple pieces of virus, and not only just like the outside portion, like the inside portion, the actual virus. So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the vaccination.
And it makes perfect sense because, as we talked about previously, the vaccine just programs your body to target the spike cell protein, the spike protein cells, or whatever they're called, while the actual antibodies in your body that are naturally produced attack the entire thing, not just one part of it.
But don't take his word for it. Two other Pfizer scientists echo the same sentiment.
So, I mean, well protected? Like, as much as the vaccine?
Probably more.
How so? Like, how much more?
You're protected most likely for longer, since there was a natural response.
We're, like, bred and taught to be like, vaccine is safer than actually getting COVID. You cannot, like, talk about this in public.
If you have antibodies built up, like, you should be able to prove that you have those built up.
I mean, I still feel like I work for, like, an evil corporation. We're trying to keep track of everyone that's been vaccinated versus the census of how many people are actually reported.
Can you imagine working for an evil corporation and knowing that you work for an evil corporation and continuing to work for that evil corporation?
No, I can't. Lots of people do it every single day. I'm talking to you, government employees.
Well, they don't know they're working for an evil corporation, though. This guy says he feels like he's working for an evil corporation that is motivated just by money.
Money's just so good, I guess.
And
he goes on to
say that it's all about COVID money now, because that's where they're making all of their money. 603-283-6160. Could you work for a company that you believed was evil? It's Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's domestic agenda is being threatened not only by the GOP, but by internal fighting between moderate and progressive Democrats within his own party. President Biden on Tuesday visited Hull, Michigan in an effort to boost support for his Build Back. President Biden on Tuesday visited Hull, Michigan in an effort to boost support for his Build Back Better agenda.
These bills are not about left versus right, or moderate versus progressive, or anything that pits Americans against one another. These bills are about competitiveness versus complacency. They're about opportunity versus decay. They're about leading the world or continue to let the world pass us by, which is literally happening.
Wall Street in the green on Tuesday, the Dow gaining 311 points. You're listening to USA Radio News. Attorney General Merrick Garland is directing the FBI to address threats of violence against school officials and teachers across the country. Garland and U.S. Attorney's offices wanting to hold meetings with federal, state, and local law enforcement leaders within 30 days to discuss ways to combat what the DOJ described as an increase in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school board members, teachers, and workers in our nation's public schools. Within 24 hours of this order coming down, Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley says he wants answers.
You are attempting to intimidate them. You are attempting to silence them. You are attempting to interfere with their rights as parents and, yes, with their rights as voters. This is wrong. This is dangerous.
A 911 caller in Hayward County, North Carolina, says he's confident he saw Brian Laundrie near the North Carolina-Tennessee border. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live with Aria, Conan, and Ian. And you can get your digital tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime, an event being hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. Although they've sold out of physical tickets, you can still get virtual tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. Liberty in Our Lifetime is exploring projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve that lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more will be speaking at the October 16th event. So get your digital tickets now at lifetimeliberty.com and see what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies at lifetimeliberty.com. Now, we're talking about this Project Veritas video here, and not surprising to any of us, these scientists, this is a senior associate scientist at Pfizer, admitting that the natural antibodies, the natural response from COVID-19 are better and longer lasting than the vaccines themselves.
And further saying he believes he works for an evil corporation.
Yes. He
continues to do it.
He absolutely said, I still feel like I work for an evil corporation. They go into further details later on. We're not going to watch the entire video, of course, but the article accompanying it goes into further details. And basically, it's all about money.
Yes. A taxpayer money. This is that Pfizer is living off of COVID bucks.
Yeah, this is a massive influx of money for them from the American taxpayer. I mean, the government's just pouring money into these three companies, and it doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
No, they're developing, and Pfizer and Moderna are both developing a daily COVID pill for people to take if they actually take, if they get COVID. A twice-daily COVID pill. They both have that.
Is it supposed to cure COVID?
It's supposed to reduce the severity.
And then you've got Merck, who, by the way, owns the rights to ivermectin.
Oh, really?
And they are coming out with their own preventative. Mm.
Preventative?
Yeah, we don't know what's in it yet. Probably ivermectin is in it. but it's not pennies. It's looking like $800 per dose.
What? And they want people to take this every day?
Well, they've already gotten...
That's not possible. You couldn't.
If the taxpayers are paying for it, if your insurance is paying for it, oh, yeah, they'll be able to sell these things. And as long as they
keep... That's going to put insurance out of business, which means the government would have to take it over at that point.
Well the government's already taken over the distribution of COVID-19 vaccinations.
Maybe that's the whole point of all of this. Build back better. You can't build back better until you destroy everything first, rubbleize, and then you can build from the ashes. And that's the whole point of all of this.
Well, they're hard at work on that. The Treasury Department is still actually considering the trillion-dollar coin.
I couldn't believe when I saw that headline today. Now, yeah. It's a bit of a stretch to say that they're going to do it. They don't say they have a plan to do that. But there was an interview that Axios did with a former Treasury Department official who said it would be trivial to make it.
Didn't he say something to the effect that... That they'll do it like a couple of days before the deadline.
It'll be done last minute, yeah.
So when is the deadline again? Is it,
I don't this remember. It can change. The last I heard, it was supposed to be October 18th, but it's the so-called X date, which is the day at which the Treasury Department runs out of money. They've been trying to do quote-unquote extraordinary measures to, you know, do a little bit of a shell game as much as they can to extend the deadline. But it could be sooner. It could be the 15th. You know, it just depends on the kind of the bills that they have to pay between now and then. And they don't know all of what they're going to have to pay.
It's kind of stupid that they don't know.
Well, it's kind of stupid that people are still putting up with this.
I know how much money I spend in a day, so I could calculate relatively easily when I would run out of money if I wasn't getting any more income or anything like that. Why can't the government do that? Every household needs to be able to do that.
Oh, yeah, that's the most ludicrous part about all of this, that the three of us, we can't just spin into oblivion and then expect to go into the grocery store and be like, yeah, I don't got any money, but I'm going to need some groceries.
But that's what the government does.
That's exactly what the government does.
And it's spending massive amounts of money on Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. All of these vaccines that people are getting, not to mention the tests. I don't know who even owns the PCR test, but they certainly made a lot of money.
Soros and Gates bought a big PCR testing unit in, I think, in England for like $40 billion or something.
Not surprising.
Oh, yeah, that might be a stretch. I'll look that up. But I know that they... about 5 months ago, four months ago, they bought the damn PCR test. So
that's too late now. The PCR test is being retired. So I want to know.
Really? They'll use it for the next virus.
I want to know who owned it throughout 2020 because they made a ton of money.
Supposedly, China bought into it, bought bunches and bunches of tests like a month before all this started happening.
And, of course, now we know that Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna are making massive amounts of money because to the average person, they think, it's a free vaccine, but it's not. The government is just paying these companies for your vaccine.
Yes, it's your grandchildren who are paying for this vaccine, people.
Basically, our organization is run on COVID money now. You don't talk about anything that can possibly implicate you or, like, big pharma. Even if you shut the door to the office, it's kind of like, who's listening?
I specifically have, like, I signed NDAs.
He just realized what he's been saying for the last 15 minutes.
Or maybe he was getting ready to say something and then stopped. I think that's what happened in that
story. Oh, yeah. He definitely realized where he was and what he was saying. He's like, oh, crap, you know what? I can't say anymore. I just already stepped over the line.
Yeah. I think he was intending to say something else and then realized, oh, wait, I can't tell her that.
Yeah. Well, It'd really be interesting to be a fly on the wall, man. It'd be really interesting to know what he knows.
Well, at the end of this video, by the way, it's 10 minutes. The rest of it, that was sort of the intro that you just played for us. It's the nice thing about these Project Veritas videos is they do a quick little 2 or 3 minute long intro, and it gives you the taste of what basically the point of the video is. You really don't have to keep watching. It's just a little bit more explanation from these guys as what you get. But at the very end, the Project Veritas guy, James O'Keefe, I think is his name, he's on the street throughout this narrating in front of the Pfizer building in whatever their headquarters city is, so New York or Chicago or something.
I was wondering where he was standing.
Yeah. And then at the very end, they have a scene of him going up to the Pfizer building and, like, talking to a security guard, and she's saying, code yellow, code yellow. So maybe the fifth video is going to be him trying to, like, confront these people.
They say more videos coming out.
Yeah, it's going to be, it looks pretty interesting.
But these people, they knowingly work for evil corporations. This guy is all giddy about it, even though he's admitted that, you know, antibodies, natural antibodies, are better than the COVID vaccination.
I wouldn't call him giddy about it. He sort of admits it in this sort of sad manner, like more of defeated than anything else, as though he can't do anything else, which, of course, is completely false. Yeah,
the last guy who was talking about blow darting people, blow darting black people.
The FDA guy.
He was giddy.
No, this guy's giddy as well. He said the city of New York needs vax cards and everything. It's just about making it so inconvenient for unvaccinated people to the point where they're just like, screw it, I'll get it.
That's the first guy, not the second guy.
Oh, okay.
The Chris Croce is the guy who was talking about working for an evil corporation.
That's the senior associate scientist as well.
I want to know what the three guys we listened to this evening, I want to know if they've been vaccinated and how they feel about it.
Good question.
Because that would also be very telling.
Mm-hmm.
If they know that maybe what the guy was about to say before he shut up, that maybe it's just saline water. There's nothing to it. It doesn't work.
Yeah, there's people who are dying ostensibly from these vaccines, so saline's not going to do that.
Well, a lot of people who have taken it, supposedly have taken this publicly, like I'm thinking Biden just got his booster. He's doing just fine.
Well, those could be fake.
Our governor is doing just fine. They're not
giving fakes to the regular people.
That's what I mean. It's some people are, you know, maybe there's more than one type out floating around out there.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to think differently. I think it's probably just that different people have different reactions to it, and everyone's probably getting the same vaccine. It's just that Biden doesn't have those exact side effects. Mm-hmm. That's my take on it. So this journalist goes on to ask, so what happened to the monoclonal antibody treatments? I don't remember ever hearing anything about that.
That's the one that Joe Rogan got when he just got COVID like 2 weeks ago. Remember when the ivermectin horse medicine?
I don't think that's the one he got, because this guy says it got pushed to the side. She follows up asking why, and he says money.
He took a bunch of different.
Yeah, but I don't think this thing ever got actually developed. It just got pushed to the side at Pfizer.
It hasn't been approved yet.
What's a monoclonal?
I have no idea. 603-283-6160. If you know, what is a monoclonal antibody treatment? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
To join us and talk about whatever is important to you, that's 603-283-6160 if you want to join the conversation. 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the best place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to it, just click Getting Started at the top of the page. There's a short video there for you to watch that will teach you the basics of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. And why it's so important, because it is important. It's changing the world. Every day, more and more blockchain-based technologies are developed, and it's Bitcoin is at the heart, the genesis of all of it. So head on over to Bitcoin.com to learn about it. But if you already know about it and you just want to stay up to date on what's happening in the world of cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.com still has something for you at news.bitcoin.com. You can stay up to date on all of the news and headlines relevant to you. News.bitcoin.com. All of it's on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website, bitcoin.com. Now, we mentioned whistleblowers earlier. Conan, you described the people that we were just talking about in the Project Veritas video as being whistleblowers.
Nah, correct. Corrected.
Sure. But we also have an actual whistleblower, a Facebook whistleblower, who says that Facebook knows they're doing harm to people. And from what I can tell, it's mostly Instagram that they're referring to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that.
Well, I haven't looked that closely into it, so I guess we should.
So, in case people didn't know, I think it was yesterday morning, Facebook's, not servers went down, but their DNS records were pulled from the registry, basically, or pulled from whatever tables.
If I remember correctly, there's like 12 master DNS servers, or maybe 13 across the entire internet. So erasing it from those 13 servers would have just made it impossible to connect to them.
Yeah, so basically if people tried to connect to Facebook and or Instagram and any of their other Facebook products, whatever, WhatsApp, I think is their chat server, all of that stuff was down.
See, I didn't even notice because I spent most of yesterday with my phone face down on my desk on mute.
This happened at what time yesterday?
Yesterday morning or something like that. I don't use Facebook. I haven't for years, but I heard, you know, that this was going on, so I went to verify.
Sure, people freaked out.
Yeah, and they were down. You could not do anything. It was so bad, apparently, that the Facebook employees, there's a report saying they couldn't even get into their office because, you know, they're using their own server for, like, authentication of various different things, right? You can't send mail.
Yep.
You can't receive mail. I mean, so
Facebook was just off the internet entirely.
The DNS was gone for Facebook.
Is it? And now is it back?
It's back.
Okay.
They got it fixed.
Do they know what happened?
I don't know what the official story is. I've not looked for a follow-up, but whatever it is, they're probably lying
They haven't blamed it on North Korea yet, and that's telling.
Well, it happened to coincide with this Facebook so-called whistleblower coming out.
Oh, did it?
By the way,
she came out basically Sunday, and then the next morning, poof.
So I saw the backlash today. There was everyone's claiming I'm a Facebook shutdown survivor and what. Just
you've got to be kidding.
All in jest.
Okay.
It's hard to say when people are saying I'm a COVID survivor. How serious it is when they say they survived something like
but
Facebook
hearing,
shutdown.
Hearing the story of how the employees couldn't get in their own building, it also made me realize how much software out there, how many programs out there give you the option to sign in with your Facebook account.
That failed for anyone who was attempting to get into whatever those websites
right.
are.
Right. I know at least I'm on at least a dozen programs that is an option. And which I don't use by the way. I always sign in via email or some other route. But I'm just thinking of all those nice programs that make my life easier just not being there anymore. Just could you imagine if the internet wasn't there tomorrow?
I spent a few days without the internet right after I got out of jail.
I mean, I'm just thinking,
internet access whatsoever. So yeah, I fully can appreciate what that would be like.
I'm just thinking about
no text messaging, no Facebook Messenger, no communicating with people digitally.
Right.
Oh yeah, dude,
it's become a part of your life.
Sure,
absolutely.
But as a prepper, I'm just thinking. I just stop and think about all of the knowledge that I wouldn't have access to if the internet just stopped tomorrow.
Well, the good news is, and I know that there's a lot of people who believe there's some sort of a plan to turn off the internet, but the reality is there's too much money in it. And so politicians, they all have, you know, a lot of them have stake in things like Amazon, and they themselves, of course, the government uses the internet for all manner different things. I mean, there's just... I don't see that there's any chance beyond some sort of, you know, cataclysmic event that the government has nothing to do with.
Solar flare
or something like that.
Well, I agree with you, but not because there's money involved, but because this has become the third tier of bread circuses and internet.
It keeps people distracted.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you took the internet away from the folks. Oh, wow. They're
going to get mad.
I think I have a more obvious explanation than that. I mean, the government relies on the internet as much as anyone else does.
They rely on it a lot, and there's a lot of money being made by the people who are giving the government guys a bunch of money, right? So, like, that's not going away. But that doesn't mean they're not going to try to control it, and that's what this story is ultimately all about. This isn't about somebody coming out and saying, ooh, Facebook bad.
We knew
that. This is about somebody coming out and saying, Facebook bad, government needs to make it better.
Oh, yeah.
And
that is so telling. If any guy who basically has a monopoly on the system comes out and says, you know what? I would like government to stand over my shoulder and tell me and my company what they need to do. If you ever see this scenario, you know something's up.
Yeah.
When Zuckerberg comes out and says we need more regulation,
that's what they're coming out.
Something's up.
Yeah, they're coming out and saying that. Like, you know, some people are saying right on cue. The whistleblower's name is Frances Haugen. This according to CNBC. She spoke to a Senate panel today, saying that Congress must intervene to solve the crisis created by her former employer's products. The former Facebook product manager for civic misinformation, that's apparently a job title at Facebook, told lawmakers that Facebook consistently puts its own profits over users' health and safety.
Oh, shut up. Every organization out there does the same thing.
Including Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson.
Which is largely a result of its algorithm's design that steers users toward high engagement posts that in some cases can be more harmful. Though she stopped short of accusing top executives of intentionally creating harmful products, she said that Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, has to be responsible for the impact of his business. And she said that Facebook's algorithm could steer young users from something relatively innocuous, such as healthy recipes, to content promoting anorexia in a short period of time. She proposed a solution for Facebook to change its algorithms.
I have a better solution. Parents should raise their kids to not be anorexic and to not have eating disorders.
Yeah, but parents aren't raising their kids these days.
They're putting them on Facebook. They're leaving them alone, right?
That, and they're sending them off to school for 8 hours every day.
Yeah, so don't let Facebook and the public education system raise your children, and it won't matter if your kid's seeing ads for anorexia.
If you've got mom and dad working all day because the price of everything is skyrocketed, it's really hard to walk away from free daycare.
Well, the reality is it's worth figuring out a way to do it.
This is the truth.
She proposed a solution that would have Facebook change its algorithms to stop focusing on delivering posts that create more engagement and instead create a chronological feed of posts for Facebook users.
But that's just how it used to be.
That's true. And she said by the way,
that's how Mastodon is.
And Twitter.
They're not forcing you to look at things that you didn't want to look at. Is you have one feed, that's it. When you get to the bottom, when you get scrolled to the bottom, you're done.
I can imagine scrolling to the bottom of a Facebook feed, though.
There's no bottom.
There is no bottom.
Right.
It doesn't exist anymore.
I mean, even if it was just most recent, I mean, I've got something like 1,000 friends on Facebook. It would take forever to go through the feed.
You need to do some weeding.
She said that would help Facebook deliver safer content. Now,
it would help them deliver content-neutral content.
Yeah.
Or message-neutral.
Look, it's not a bad idea. Right, as far as...
I would love for them to go back to most recent.
Yeah, then you actually find out what your friends have to say rather than what Facebook thinks that you want to see. And that certainly is, you know, a preferable situation, but it shouldn't be mandated by law. The government should not be forcing Facebook to change its business model.
Right.
You can go away from Facebook, and you can use, as you say, Mastodon, Conan. Social.freetalklive.com, that's our Mastodon server. If you don't like that one, you can go to Liberdon, or there's a bunch of other Mastodon servers. Some of them might be not so freedom-friendly. Others might be more freedom-friendly, because the server admin gets to make all of those decisions. And so if you haven't had a chance to check that out, it's a great decentralized, federated, open source
alternative options to Facebook.
Yeah. By the way, Mastodon servers were online on Monday morning while Facebook was completely down. Hogan unmasked herself Sunday as the source behind leaked documents at the core of a revealing Wall Street Journal series about Facebook. Testified before the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Consumer Protection, and then told CBS 60 Minutes in an interview this weekend that the problems she saw at Facebook were worse than anywhere else she has worked.
Well, they definitely have problems at Facebook, but getting the government to step in and fix those problems is only going to exacerbate them and create new problems. But what do you think? Maybe government is the answer here. 603-283-6160. It's...
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.